Many, many years ago, two people I know stood on the grounds of the Pontiac Silverdome outside Detroit, clutching one ticket to the Rolling Stones' final Ha concert tour. It was pouring rain, and the two had no umbrella, or so I've heard. The young man's plan to sell one ticket for enough money to buy two tickets didn't work, and the friends missed what turned out to be the first of several farewell Rolling Stones tours. Zuma had many, many years, different concerts, different states, but you can bet that outside some big concert in Chicago this summer, there will be young people with the same ticket selling and buying scheme dancing in their heads. The advice? Don't do it. It's illegal to sell tickets for more than face value, unless you're an official ticket outlet, say, with a minimal service charge. Illegal, as in a Class A misdemeanor with up to a $5,000 fine. In Illinois, the law is known as the Ticket Scalping Act, an act in relation to the sale of tickets to certain places of entertainment or amusement. And coincidentally, it's both entertaining and amusing to read the early ticket scalping cases back in our collective pre-Mick Jagger days of innocence. Nearly 100 years ago, for example, the Illinois Supreme Court rejected the idea of a ticket scalping crime. The buyer purchases for over the ticket price voluntarily, the court wrote. And such a purchase doesn't affect public health, morals, safety, comfort, or good order. Just as a theater can prevent a woman from entering unless she's with a male escort, so too can the ticket seller decide how much to charge for the ticket. Oh, how we've changed our minds. Today, in an age when I can walk freely into Finding Nemo alone, we now recognize that there is some public harm in ticket scalping. In 1974, the state Supreme Court upheld the ticket scalping statute as we know it today. But it took until 1991 for an Illinois appellate court to put its foot down rhythmically in a ticket scalping case involving none other than the New Kids on the Block. Trust me, they were big time in the early 90s. Here's how the sting went down. Someone bought a New Kids ticket for $25 and then sold it for $40 to an undercover officer. Prosecutors, possibly forced to attend the concert, brought ticket scalping charges against the seller. In the end, the court wrote that the legislature enacted the ticket scalping law to prevent ticket scalpers from buying large amounts of tickets when they go on sale and then forcing fans whose alarm clocks did not sound that morning to pay much more to those who awakened early. The ticket scalping law then prevents monopolistic control of prices for New Kids on the Block tickets, theater tickets, Rolling Stones tickets. And we're all saved by that. Just ask a fellow who sat in the 12th row on the floor for what could maybe, perhaps be the final Rolling Stones tour. He reported in a website review that he paid $150 for the seat, more than face value, and couldn't even hear the guitars. I'm Amy Guida.